Since it was announced three TCAPS elementary schools might close, people are getting together to try to save them. They're brainstorming ways to save money, make money, or increase enrollment. They're hoping good ideas will save Old Mission, Interlochen, and Bertha Voss schools. Some of them met last weekend at Peninsula Community Library. IPR's Morgan Springer was at the meeting.
More than 40 people, parents, community members, and TCAPS board members gather at the library. Some people bring their kids. Allison O'Keefe is head of Old Mission Peninsula School's PTO. She takes charge. Addressing the group, she says, it's not just about saving Old Mission anymore.
We don't want any schools to be closed. We actually believe in the small schools and the small communities and the value that those communities have on education.
The group wants this to be a TCAPS-wide discussion because, as they say, school closings will also affect the schools that absorb students. And while Old Mission, Interlochen, and Bertha Voss may be on the chopping block now, who might be next? TCAP Superintendent Paul Soma says something has to happen in the next 12 months, or else the state might step in and take over management. This group hopes to present the TCAPS board with a short-term plan to buy themselves time that keeps the schools open, and they're thinking long-term, too. O'Keefe and others have been going to a lot of board meetings lately. As she starts updating the group on what's going on, the kids start dumping out their toys.
This week, there was another finance meeting that I was able to go to. I was a little late, Jackie, for the whole time. Not my kids today. And so we sat in on the meeting, and it was very disturbing.
Disturbing because O'Keefe says it seems like Soma has already decided that closing schools is the best option. O'Keefe says Soma has been relatively dismissive about the potential costs of closing schools, like parents taking their kids out of TCAPS or not passing future bonds. She says he also won't talk about the possibility of future growth in the student population.
These are all things that when we bring up are kind of sloughed over, and he keeps coming back, Paul, he keeps coming back to sky is falling. We don't have time to talk about things that could happen in the future. We have to talk about today. Watch the finance meeting. I'm not using his words verbatim, but this is the message that he is sending.
O'Keefe then breaks people up into groups to brainstorm ideas for keeping the schools open.
The facilitators, come on out and find a place for your group, and everybody raise your hand if we've chosen.
Discussions vary. Some groups wonder if the number of school-aged kids will actually keep declining. Isaiah Wunsch is a cherry and apple farmer. He used to work in finance for the state.
The kids who are entering kindergarten right now, on a national basis, are the smallest kindergarten class that we have seen in the last 30 or 40 years, and are likely to be the smallest kindergarten class that we'll see.
Wunsch thinks the shortage of kids is temporary. So he says the administration's plan to close buildings they might need later and keep the teachers on doesn't make sense.
I mean, if I have a short cherry crop, I'm not going to sell an orchard but keep the same number of people on my payroll that I normally have.
Wunsch says it's smarter to do a short-term freeze on things like building renovations and a hiring freeze. But Soma says TCAPS has to respond to what the reality is now, which is a decline in students, and not what might happen with the population in the future. Other groups play with the idea of grouping grades differently, or bringing sixth grade back to elementary schools. This would help bring their enrollment up.
So piloting a sixth grade is popular.
Do we want to limit it just to making the sixth grade, or just have them rethink the groupings?
Like I think a K-8. Rethinking the groupings is a great idea.
K-8, there are other ways to do it. Mm-hmm.
Over in another group is Kelly Clark, a TCAPS board member. He says he likes the idea of regrouping grades, but it could never happen this year, and they need a solution that will save money now. Soma has said the district would save as much as $400,000 per school, but people at the meeting still question if closings would actually save TCAPS money. One person suggested possibly a third of Old Mission students would leave TCAPS if the school closed. Since schools in Michigan get more than $7,000 for each student, that's money TCAPS would lose.
I want to see an actual forecast of if this school closed, how many of those kids are going to stay in district, and how many of those kids are going to go to private or go to homeschool.
They won't do that, though, because
they need to be looking at that. That's the black and white of it.
I talked to three people here at the last meeting who are looking at homeschool.
All six of my kids will be homeschooled or in private school.
Okay, I am going to have each of the... I have a hell of a whistle.
Use it. Use it.
O'Keefe brings the group back together at the end of the meeting. She asks people to recap their ideas.
The first one was the utilization of the building, just trying to come up with ideas of how we could use this building differently. And some of the suggestions were the summer programs.
Similarly, we talked about summer uses, including a migrant school. We also talked about a magnet school.
If we can do an endowment, that there are some people that have that. There are people that can donate that kind of funds.
If what we're really facing is the scenario that the administration has outlined for us, we shouldn't be looking at closing down three schools. We should be looking at closing down all but about four schools and just doing a huge consolidation where you'd have about 2,000 kids per elementary school. Because from a financial standpoint, that would be the most efficient way to operate.
Isaiah, sit down.
Was that your final
mm-hmm.
way to end?
Thank
nice
you.
Job on landing with humor.
And for a little more humor, one woman suggested people start adopting kids. The group laughed. Another woman said, get on that. The next meeting is scheduled for 9 a.m. this Saturday at Peninsula Community Library. The group hopes to see people throughout the district there. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Morgan Springer.